With a glint in the eye and hopes soaring high, it's time to delve into what could be the biggest episode yet of GQHQPQ. The answers have been counted, the scores logged, the writers wrote and the hosts hosted. All for what? For this. For it all. For glory. Stepping out into the cold light of GQHQPQ radiance, it's Scott, holding his trademark...
Universal adapter.
With a wink and a nod to the crowd, he takes his place around the podcast table, struggling slightly to mount his new posturpedic chair. Settled and ready...
I'm ready. My name's Scott, and I'm good to go.
Watch this now. A twitching from the curtain, a well-proportioned hand poking through to pull back a thick velvet material just enough to let an exactly standard-sized human. You may have heard of face models, but wait until you see this base model. It's the one and only Louis. He's walking to the table to join Scott and holds aloft his trusty...
Sorry. Bag of pretzels.
Ah, yes, of course. He has that with him wherever he goes. The laptop opens, lighting up his face, ready for the action.
Hello. Hello. Welcome, everyone.
And me, you ask? Where is my entrance? Well, I've been here all along, waiting in anticipation for more questions, answers, percentages. The thing is, I was just sitting side on. Many people can't recognise people from the side. It's a real condition, look it up. Get the lights up, get the drinks opened, honk your horn and show your appreciation. It's time for GQHQPQ.
Wow.
Good.
You threw me off.
Me.
The way I thought we would discuss the object more.
Well, we can now.
No, but you holding aloft is trusty...
That's why I asked for
limits the options of things I could have said there.
What did you have other ideas of what you were going to say?
A smaller box.
No, I created a scenario where you would just pick random objects, and for some reason you both turned that into a...
No, come on, you need the context there.
It's very Taskmaster. Sort of like, pick this, and now here's your task. Oh, great.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. I mean, I was writing it around that you're just going to hold something in your hand, and so I just need to be an object. That's it. Wow. That's it. And you said a bag of pretzels.
Yep.
We did it.
And Scott said a universal adapter.
I've bought three different adapters this week for different things.
Wait, for Why? Plugs?
No, for like...
How many bags of pretzels have you bought?
None. Wow. I've got some left over, actually.
How many have you bought, Louis?
I bought a pretzel yesterday, actually.
One pretzel? A big one?
Yep.
Ooh.
One big, salty, bready boy.
Oh, that's pretzel sticks. Wow.
Pretzel sticks.
They
started out as pretzels. I straightened them.
Yeah. What is it when you like wish for something enough and it happens?
Manifest.
Yeah. Manifested
you
some
used
pretzels.
The secret. Just for context, Scott threw a box of pretzels over to Louis, and Louis okay. Very happy about it.
And well, where's my universal adapter?
Yeah, inside the box. It's a smaller box.
Wow.
Oh.
Everything you say comes true. No, because I bought an adapter for one of my vinyl cutters. Because the pins on it had broken. It was like one of those things like you get a 24-volt plug and then it's got different size inserts. And so instead of having to buy a whole new one, I bought, which is probably not great, don't listen this year if you're an electrician, or life hack if you're an electrician, I bought an adapter of one of the smaller plugs that I had into the size that I need so I can just plug, yeah.
It feels like if we went to Scott's, what we're going to see is that kind of mess of plugs.
Like, Wallace and Gromit house.
Yeah. You know, a plug sticking out from the wall for about a foot because it's got like six different adapters on the way there. It's like,
I'm not
that's
that bad.
Fine, right?
The worst I've got is probably a power board plugged into a power board.
Bad.
Oh.
I think it's probably fine these days. They all have
for sure.
Amps and fuses and stuff in them.
It's not the 60s.
But I did have to tell Alice that we shouldn't plug two heaters into a power board. Recently, we shouldn't plug two high amp things into one power board,
right? Yeah,
because that's are you learning this for the first time?
No.
All right, sweet. I just had a moment there. It's like, am I talking to people here?
Louis just frantically started texting someone back home.
Mr. Two Heaters over here.
Take out, well, our heating broke until the other night. Oof. When it got to -1. Oh, and then I was like, I'm going to have to sort this out. So now we've got a leaky radiator, which is leaking into a pan, and the heating works.
Oh. Okay.
So I can deal with that. I mean, the heating doesn't really work, because I'm sure it's draining out of our whole heating system through this one radiator.
Yeah, right. Not good.
It's dripping very mildly, though.
Yeah.
It's not even filling half a pan over 24 hours, so if anyone's a plumber... I've got one coming in.
Two tradesmen.
Yeah. I've got one coming in 8 days. Less than that. Was it the 23rd today, 22nd?
So okay. If you're listening to
Where's he coming from?
From a plumbing
trade school.
Yeah. It's actually a gas company who do gas and central heating.
All the way from Norway, walking over.
Yeah. I did book about a week ago, and that was the first they could come in and do it. And this is to replace the radiator because the radiator's broken.
I guess it's probably like prime time for radiators.
I'd absolutely agree.
Being realized that they're... Have you ever bled one?
Yeah.
No.
I have.
Yeah.
Didn't really, really. Realize you had to do it. Yeah.
That's... Yeah. Just let it rip.
Didn't even need to. Yeah.
just to get the balance just right. And
just
then,
for fun.
Yeah.
Is it to get air out of the radiators? Is that why you do it?
Yeah, and then redo the boiler for pressure.
And you fill up the boiler again?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's like a balancing act, isn't it? It's like...
Well, I don't know.
To get make sure the pressure's right.
Oh. Pressure for heating? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or at least have pressure for heating the water. That's
it's how to get the water, you know.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Friction.
Yeah, friction.
Yeah, they just fire it through the system really fast.
Seems inefficient.
We don't know how boilers work, and that's not what this podcast is about. It is about questions and answers and percentages. So we should probably steer more towards our usual market.
Yeah.
I hope the intro was good for everyone.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I didn't really have I had an image of what I had in my head, but I didn't want to sort of go into too much description of it exactly.
Was it a game show?
Kind of, I suppose.
So who you were sitting in the shadows? I was in the shadows. What was
I was sitting
behind a curtain.
I was behind a curtain. You were.
I assumed Scott came from the same curtain, but we just didn't talk about the curtain from where Scott came from.
Right.
I feel like curtain's definitely sort of like a background feature.
I thought he was creeping around.
Yeah.
Oh, who's in the house?
Yeah.
He's behind the curtain.
It's just draped in the middle of the room. It's actually a partition.
Yeah, I thought it was more sinister.
Okay. Oh, no, I was thinking more like, I don't know, I thought of more like a podcast in the middle of an arena was sort of where I was going with it, but I don't really know why.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like we were sitting at a table in the middle of like a huge amphitheater or something like that.
It definitely felt like an upbeat life or death situation.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I chose pretzels in that case.
I don't know about life or death.
What would you have chosen?
Me, if I was holding, if I knew what the situation was. I don't know, a microphone?
Right.
So or we'll just sit there in silence. Louis well fed.
Yeah, yeah.
Me being able to connect anything to anything.
No, I don't know what I would have held up because I knew what the context was of it, in my head, what the context was. But I thought it was just a more generic. I really liked the piece of music.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Silvermansound.com.
Yeah.
Shout them out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for that.
Some royalty for your music. But we've given them the credits and it'll be in the show notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also in the show notes is somewhere you can get in contact with us. So if you have anything you want us to do or get involved with or give our opinion on, we're very welcome. And we're also starting to think about accepting questions for the user-submitted round that we're going to do soon.
Quiz questions. Not quiz. Just like what sort of socks do you wear?
We'll take those as well.
We'll take them.
But we want quiz questions.
Pub quiz
that we
questions.
Will vet. Like we have to work with you on how the quiz, because we're not going to put any question into our quiz.
Yeah, we get free range to sort of like modify them if we need to.
Yeah, but we'll try and keep the theme fairly.
Yeah, because
specific.
We want to put them into a quiz so then we can bring them back to the percentage game, right? Mm.
Exactly. And then it becomes a nice, I was going to say vicious circle, but the vicious circle isn't right. It's a nice sort of, what's the thing when the rainfall structure works out, like precipitation and all that.
Ecosystem.
It'll be a nice ecosystem of questions.
Circle of rain cycle?
Circle of life.
It'll be a Lion King of questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, vicious.
Yeah.
Lion King, nothing's vicious about it. I do enjoy that meme though, where it's, what is it, Simba's dad has just been killed by his uncle and he runs away, and Timon and Pumbaa's advice is, just don't worry about it.
Some good advice.
Yeah.
Things that I'm going to take on. Yes, but we want people's questions so we can put them into the quiz, bring them back to the percentage game and do a people's percentage round, right?
Yes.
PPR. Yes.
Percentage game round.
Oh, do you put a G in there as well?
We should have a bit of a schedule of when we're going to be doing all this stuff. So soon.
Yes. Yes.
It'll be out this week when you hear this. So look for that.
Yeah. If you always think, oh, I should, if you're one of those people that come up and say, oh, I've got a really good quiz question, then you know, you can fire that at us.
We want those quiz questions.
There'll be ways to do that. Check the episode description. You'll see email address, or if you see the thing on Instagram where you can put your own bits in, you can do it there.
Yeah.
But we should probably step foot into the percentage game arena.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Can we keep this going? Because I'm stretched and ready.
I'm still in the house.
Oh, yeah. Louis sorting his radiator out.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Percentage game. Everyone taking part in the room just now has got their whiteboards, their pen. Yeah, it's it. Shake them.
Maybe we should sell branded whiteboards and pens.
Yeah.
To us.
Yeah.
And also you need to start wearing a uniform.
Okay. That's a circular economy, you know. It's all about circles.
People at home who want their own whiteboards to be using.
Yeah.
And pens. Yeah.
You can send in your questions via whiteboard.
No, we didn't get anything. There's nothing on it.
Yeah. Grubby envelope. That's though.
It. It's the perfect copyright claim. It's like killing someone with an ice, or like a bit of ice, and it melts.
Yeah. The perfect crime.
The doctor was his mother.
Yeah, percentage game. Do we have a recording? Yes, it's last week. I forgot.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Do you want to make one up on the spot?
No. Okay. No. Yeah, percentage game, everyone. Welcome. Come on in. We've got five questions. We've got five answers. The answers don't matter too much. We're going to, these two fellas are going to guess what percentage of teams got each question correct. If it's an easy one, they'll go high. If you think it's a hard question, they'll go low. You can play along. You can, if there's anything that surprises you, think, oh, that's surprising. I would have thought that was higher. Then, yeah, this is the game for you. And like you said as well, you know, this is open to everyone. So if you've got a question that you think you've bragged to your mates that everyone knows this, surely, blah, 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 send in and we'll put that to the test. Okay. So who Goose won last week?
I plan on winning again.
Okay, there we go. Scott, a retort?
I plan on winning better.
Oh, he's waving his adapter in the air.
However, we've got an issue this week that I don't think I've run the questions this week.
Oh, yeah, have, yeah.
So we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
I have run the questions.
Yeah, yeah, it's the leftover ones from...
I will know the answers.
So I've got a handicap.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll be working through the answers together.
We are going to be working through the answers together. Yeah. Just like a real pub quiz.
Just like a real pub quiz.
Okay, question one. Question one. Name the highball cocktail containing just white rum, cola, and lime juice. So the highball cocktail containing just white rum, cola, and lime juice for question numero uno.
I know what I would go for.
Answer and percentage, please.
I know what answer I'd go for, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty confident with
this. Depends how hard I think people are marking it.
No, I think it's pretty one and done.
Would you say a Cuba Libre?
Yes.
Right.
That's what I wrote down.
So I'm not writing answers down. I'm just thinking my percentage now because I want to know what you think how easy it is.
He's trying to get in your head.
I'll save my ink.
I want to know how hard you think it is.
I think some people definitely just go rum and coke as if that's a cocktail. But then, I don't know, because there'd be people who drink it that wouldn't know that that's what it's called.
Yeah.
But then there's also a lot of sort of bar-y people. they come to the quizzes. But yeah. Probably not that many.
I think less these days than we used to have of bar kind of bar fly sort of style people. It's one of these ones that I get people come out to me and go, oh, that's really funny because I just thought that was called a rum and coke.
Yeah.
With some lime juice in it. I mean, the fact it's got lime juice in it and actually, yeah. I mean,
well, they say that it has to have three ingredients to make a cocktail unless it's a screwdriver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is a vodka orange.
Yeah.
They have a joke in that in the US office about that. He makes a vodka orange and he goes, I call it a, I can't remember what he says he calls it. It's like, someone should come up with it. I can't believe no one's come up with this before. Yep. I'm ready with my percentage.
Yeah.
Can we get the answer? The answer is Cuba Libre, right?
Cuba Libre.
Would you give, right, I had a tough marking one about this recently. Would you give it for a Cuban?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, like, is that a sandwich?
That's a Reuben. You're thinking of the cigar.
teams were like, we knew what it was, but we just said Cuban because we thought it was the same thing. And I was just like, no, I don't think so. So
no dice.
Yeah, I'm glad you landed on that side with me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because I definitely didn't give the point to them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they're missing like half the answer.
Definitely did give the point to them.
Turn. This is interesting because I've seen your first answer, Scott.
What did you say for your first answer?
What you said.
What did you say?
I said 78%.
That's what I wrote for my first. And then I crossed the 8 out and I put a 6 in front of it. So I put 67%.
Whoa. Did that discussion?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So that made you think it was going to be harder.
Yeah.
I think it is harder than 78%. I don't know why I wrote 78%. I feel like I'm not in the zone right now.
I almost crossed the 8 out and then put a 7 in front of the 7 and then realized that was just 1% different. I was like, no, I need to make a bigger change than this.
Well, we got a 78 and a 67, the Cuba Libre highball cocktail, rum, cola, lime juice. That came out at 69%.
Oh, thank you.
So it's a nice little change there from Scott.
Lucky.
There's only two away. So he gets the max points. Goose is 9% away, so ends up with 1 point.
Still close, though. I mean, we had a few last week. I think we're getting pretty far-fetched with our percentages.
I feel like I was way off last week. Had a few kind of... Some of the ones that I was closest were still pretty far away. So,
you know what else is way off?
What?
Some people in pubs. We're moving on to pub quiz etiquette.
One thinks they know how to enjoy the local watering hole. Not without the Goose's Quizzes School of Pub Etiquette. The definitive guide to all things around enjoying your local and helping others enjoy it too.
Thank you, fine sir. Welcome to Pub Quiz Etiquette with me, Goose, Scott and Louis.
Hey,
sirs.
Hello. greetings.
We're here to talk about pub quiz etiquette. We've had some submissions from you. I was about to say common folk.
You.
the commoners amongst us, the listeners. This one has resonated with me to a level which I feel is, it goes to my very core, this one.
Yeah, yeah. So after last week, the introduction of pub quiz, pub etiquette. Yeah, we've had some submissions through the Instagram.
Yeah.
And this one has come in from there. So if you want to read that out.
Yes. Well, the statement just says, read the room and don't be the overly loud group needlessly yelling and screaming. And I could not agree more.
Strong agree. Louis?
Heavy agree.
Is this the one you predicted I'd have no opinion about?
No.
No?
That comes later.
I think you have little opinion about many things, but...
I mean, life's too short to get annoyed by stuff like this.
So you're saying, right, I'll paint the picture. Yeah. The three of us are sitting having a pint in a pub. I won't say which any of them. A nice pub that we know. It's regular pub.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting at a table similar to the table we're sitting at, so not a huge table, whatever, in good proximity. And the table next door are, like, chanting and shouting and like we're talking like sort of almost like rugby lads. Would you not be annoyed by that?
Well, I ditch you losers.
You square.
Join in the chat.
Go sit with them. No, if it was really annoying, I'd just leave. Go somewhere else.
And you don't think that that is, like, not an appropriate way to enjoy the pub?
I don't think so. I've, coming from a staff point of view, I know that there'd be people who would just up and leave because of people like that. And it'd probably be better business-wise to have the people who aren't chanting and sending other people away.
Yeah. I mean, they always there's always that mix of, do the people who are chanting and being loud and potentially drinking more, are they better for business because they're drinking more? But are they actually drinking more? You know, that's what I often get to. Is that it's often people, like we call them occasional drinkers, or everyone calls them occasional drinkers. The worst thing you can get in pubs. Christmas time is coming. The occasional drinkers are happening soon.
The casual drinkers.
We have to let our new host know about the occasional drinkers, because they're the worst. The people that go into the pub think you're meant to drink, you know, 10 doubles in an hour.
Make use of the open bar.
Yeah.
Hit it hard. Forget and then the kids are at home.
Lose their minds.
Yeah. I think, I mean, like, we used to get people coming in at like 6 o'clock while people are like, you know, just trying to have dinner and stuff. And people would come in and just like go off their rockers. No. And everyone else, like, just chill, trying to talk, catch up after work. Not a big fan.
I think there's a big contingent of people who think that pubs are there to be enjoyed loudly. That's the reason for the pub that it's there. You know, the pub is a raucous place to be. And now, I'm not going to say there aren't pubs that aren't raucous, and I do think have a certain aspect of that. Rarely at 6 o'clock in most pubs is that the kind of case.
Yeah, unless there's like a sports event on.
Yeah, but I would say the etiquette is read the room. As in,
read the room.
If everyone's looking at your group, you're the group that are too loud. Like, but here's another one. I'm sure you'll have all been in this situation. I mean, Louis, I don't think has these kind of feelings in his body. But
you've got two bags of pretzels.
Have you ever been, you know, like you get introduced to sort of other people's friends and stuff like that, and you sit down, and you realize something about them that you're like, oh, this is. We have a difference here in how we want to enjoy this. Every so often you get introduced to people and they are super loud people. Like they can't not talk loud or talk really, or laugh really loudly or just be overtly too loud for the situation. And I don't enjoy my time because I'm like sitting there like wincing every time they're so loud. I'm like, this is too loud for this environment. But I can't say anything because obviously I've just met these people.
Yeah.
And I don't find it too bad when we're like, I'm away, or, you know, like I'm down south or whatever, or somewhere else. But if I'm in a pub that I know, and I know the bartenders or whatever, and then I'm with people that I'm like, these people are insanely too loud for this situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, oh, I don't know. If, like, if they're being, like, obnoxious,
yes,
then that's a bit different to having just, like, a very bubbly, loud sort of personality. Mm,
yeah, yeah. Difference between personality and actions.
Yeah. If someone's like, you know, clicking at the bar staff and...
That
know,
can come like, into another etiquette lesson altogether.
That's a whole episode. But like, yeah, if they're doing that, if they're like trying to start chants. Like I... When I was living in the hostel, there was this guy who... he was just staying there and we sort of made friends with him and he kind of invited himself on nights out and stuff. And he was like, oh, what was it called? Like one of the Queen's Guards or something? Is that a thing?
Royal Archer?
Maybe, yeah. But he was like, yeah, he was very much like trying to get games going. And I loved game.
Yeah.
Drinking games. But he was like, yeah, just trying to like start singing and chanting and then like knowing that none of us would know the songs and then be like, oh no, now we got to do this and like stand up and swing your beer and we're just like, we're just having a very chill, like we're in like the sort of the quiet back room of one of the pubs and he was like as if he was in the front row of like a concert or something.
Yeah, that is exactly. So I think from this comment, read the room and don't be overly loud. I think is the main crux of this whole thing is if you can't read the room, you shouldn't probably go into a pub because if you're unable to, for whatever reason it might be, probably not the best place to go.
Regulate volume and...
I have always said that I've told you this a number of times, and no one ever seems to pick me up on it because everyone seems to think it's a terrible idea. But I will tell it again that I think the best bar ever would be a bar where you get charged. There's a decibel meter on your table.
Zoe Deschanel meter.
Yeah, that takes an average over, say, like a minute. You know, so like for the minute, it tells you your decibel rating for that minute, and whoever's in the bar is the most above us. You know, if anyone goes above, say, like 10% of everyone else's, they get charged a surcharge on their drinks.
Okay.
And right. So it means that then the bar stays at a nice ambient level. So it can go up, you know, as in it punishes in the sense of, if you're not aware of everyone else around you and you're the really loud right. table, it will punish you for being the really loud table. But if everyone starts going louder, fine, because that is totally acceptable if everyone's going a little bit louder. But if you're the one table that's decided that we're going to be the ones that are chanting, you're getting a surcharge on your drinks.
Okay. And what would be the indicator? Like, how could I know by looking? Like, is there something?
Everyone else in the pub looking at you. It's a pretty obvious indicator. No, I would say, yeah, there'd be something on your table which gives you a little, like, it could almost be like a warning system of, like, you know, this minute you're the loudest people in the pub right. by over 10%. Next time, again, and then it's like surcharge on your drinks.
Okay, I don't mind it.
I think it'd be great fun.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, it's sort of self-policing in some ways. That it's not self-policing, but, like, it casually kind of keeps... Like, fine, if you're going to be really loud, fine, that's no problem. And now, actually, what I really want to do is, it'd be like almost like a stock market, where if one table is really, really loud, they get a surcharge and everyone else gets a discount on their drinks. So it's like...
All right.
You've wow. got a moment of one table going really loud, and everyone else is like, fine, getting 10p off all these drinks, so fine.
Just sitting there. Well, then, like, at what point do you... Is it worth just being a little bit louder? Like... If I went to the pub just to sit in, like, complete silence to whisper to my friends, I'd be like, wow, I might give it a miss this time, lads. Like,
I think it's more about ambient noise. If everyone can't understand what ambiance is about, then I don't think they should be in pubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, like, I mean, it's all about, like, how invasive the noise is and stuff.
Yeah.
People that like go up to other tables and are like, it's like, you don't even know who they are. Like,
yeah.
I don't know you. Why are you here?
Yeah.
I'm having a good night, you know, not doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well,
whispering in the corner.
Shh, I need cheaper drinks.
Someone falls into your table at around. Million decibels. Yeah. Crap.
Sabotage.
Someone at your table has a really loud sneeze. Like, you're going to have to go away from the table.
Okay. We've booked you a separate one.
Did you think of this when you were watching The Quiet Place?
I've not seen The Quiet Place.
Right. Well, it sounds like you have a lot in common.
The monster in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, just kind of the middleman. Let's get the monster involved at a pub.
I just think... Or maybe, right, instead, maybe there's just a giant arrow hand in the middle of the pub, like, you know, like a weather vane, right?
It swings to whoever's being the noisiest. It
swings where the loudest people are. And it's a massive comedy hand.
Yeah, it's got a camera on it, yeah. And you appear on all the screens.
Okay. Yeah.
They've broken the decibel level. They're way more than 10% louder than the rest of the pub. 15, maybe, I'd give it.
Yeah, flashing lights. Wah.
Yeah.
What about, like, a silent disco, but pub?
But then you'd have to, it'd be like a podcast at every table, so you'd have to have microphones. I mean, you could just have a pub that's basically called podcast, and you just go in and everyone's recording a podcast at different times.
That'd be quite fun. You'd probably get some gold conversations out of that.
I've always wanted to have a pub where you do this kind of thing. Actually, I wanted to do it over lockdown. But you know how you can do like voice recognition and speech to text? Then it starts to take out all the regular words that are being said when you're talking about them. So say like we're obviously talking about pubs right now. So one of the obvious straight words that can be coming up is pub, you know, above where, and so what you'd have is a screen above every table, and you can sit down at that table and join the conversation because you can see what topics of conversation are going on at that table. And so that you can say, oh, they're talking about pubs. That's really interesting. I would really like to go and talk about pubs. And it'd be like pubs, noise, all that kind of sort of stuff, of the stuff that we've been talking about recently. And then
you like pubs with noise? Yeah. Let's go. and then like hate just yeah. in the corner. Oh, so.
And then it's like zero people at this table anymore.
Okay, like a heat map. No.
Yeah, kind of more like a word cloud associated to what people are talking about, this constantly reviewing and updating. I think it'd be great. But I always wanted to do it for Zoom because I think it'd be awesome to see, like, you know, everyone did that thing where everyone talks in a big group and it's awful because you can all talk in a big group over lockdown when you're trying to, like, catch up with friends or whatever. And then what I would rather do is say, well, break it into some groups and you can move across those groups, but you can see in the group, like, you know, from within the group, what other groups are talking about, and be like, oh, that's interesting. I'll go and talk with them about that. Because that's what happens at parties. You'll be like chatting away, and then you'll hear someone else being like, oh, rah, rah, Stranger Things or whatever. And you'll be like, oh, I've got something interesting to say about Stranger Things. And you go over and talk to them about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is our pub etiquette. I think, I mean, I want to hear Louis' final.
Wrap it up for us, Louis.
Final summation of it is, do you think that people need to be more aware of other people's noise in the pub, or do you just think it's not an issue?
It's not an issue, really.
Well, we've not convinced Louis, so...
No, it's the thumbs down from me.
The every man.
We need hotter takes.
We do need hotter takes. Right, so let us know if you've got any other pieces of pub etiquette you would like us to have weighing on and see if Louis has any care about it at all.
Oh, right. Next up, more expensive gig tickets for tall people.
Yeah. No.
Here.
Meals should cost more if you're a loud eater.
Yes. I do agree with that.
Question two.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at meals should cost more if you're a loud eater. People who chew like are top jaw chewers, you know? They like chew like Muppets. Their bottom jaw stays still and their head flies back and forth. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, wow. Goose's Gripes.
That's going to be a new podcast.
I don't know if we can keep this going for five questions. Some poor person at home is going to identify with all these flaws.
See Goose coming in the street.
It's fine. I still like you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Question two. What are rhino horns made of?
Oh, this caused controversy.
Question two. What are rhinoceroses' horns made of?
Scott?
No, not me. ooh, I have a
feeling.
See?
Yeah.
I would say it's between two things.
His eyes. Whee!
Amazing.
I know.
Louis is going to text Dan. It's like, I said another good one today.
Yeah. Please listen this time. I'll give you the timestamp. Okay, what do you think those two things are? Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Ivory?
Yeah.
Don't think it's ivory.
Okay.
Keratin.
That would be the two I would say is between. I'd say that's the two that most of the answers came in from.
I don't know if they are made of ivory, though.
I had to say to people in a kind of confident manner, which I do believe is true, I think ivory is quite a specific and odd thing.
So it's pianos.
Not, yeah. It's not the same as... Actually, someone told me outside the quiz when I ran this one a few weeks ago, I ran this question. They were like, we inherited a big cabinet from their grandfather, and it was just filled with ivory carvings of things.
Oh, wow.
Like, just absolutely filled. Massive ivory carvings and things like that. And they inherited it, and so it was just sitting in their house. They were like, don't know what to do with this. So it's a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to really sell ivory in a kind of natural manner. I mean, I don't know now if you can sell things that have been made in ivory, whatever. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like quite the right thing to be doing. So they just said it just feels really awkward. It just sits in our house.
Oh, what's under this towel? Don't look at it. I heard they've like started flooding the market with like fake ivory and fake rhino horns and stuff, so you can't really tell the difference.
Mm. Well, I think I would have known the answer straight away.
Keratin,
I would have gone with.
Yeah.
Can we get if that's the right answer?
Correct.
Yay. Okay. Percentage.
Percentage, please. What percentage of teams knew it was keratin?
All right.
Wait a second.
Oh, worse for pianos though.
Carried. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Is it quite fibrous?
I don't know.
I feel like
I think keratin's the same stuff as hair, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was fingernails as well.
No. Yeah.
That sharks.
Yeah.
Good.
Like turtle shells and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all keratin.
Like, oh, is it?
I think so.
They're easier to catch than keratinous. Rhinos. If you're hunting for keratin.
True.
Easier shot, though.
That's my top tip.
For any hunters out there, yeah. Or people who are thinking about getting into hunting.
Yeah.
Start with turtles.
I mean, first of all, I know a guy trying to get rid of ivory, so if you get in touch.
Yeah.
I'll put you in touch with him. Right.
Easiest way. I got a percentage.
Go! Right. Okay. Scott, you've said
71%.
And Goose, you said
81%.
81%.
10-point swing.
I reckon quite a lot of people know what's keratin. I feel like that's one of those pub quiz questions. It's like, keratin's like the answer to a lot of pub quiz questions, which are quite...
I mean, Scott gave an example there.
Yeah.
Anything random, biological.
Yeah.
Not as good in the food and drink rounds, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Less good in music. But anyway, it is keratin. We've got a 71 and an 81. This one came out at 54%.
What?
So Scott is 10 closer. Oh, he's 17% away. Goose is 27% away. Another 2 points.
I've got to win the last three.
For Scott.
Better get on it.
Tough.
I think. I don't know what other people would say. Like,
ivory, I got quite a lot. Bone. It's not my favorite style of question, I would say. Oh. If I'm being,
you're thinking you need a more specific.
It's just a tough one to be specific about because you say, "What's it made?" I mean, what's it made of? I don't know.
Oh, atoms.
Well, yeah. If you weren't to really,
God, carbon.
It's slightly too open ended for me in some ways, but
like, sort of to what level do you?
I also know that I think people do understand when you ask that kind of question what you're really looking for.
Yeah,
but that's the problem, is we have to be the people that the arbiters of what is acceptable or what is sort of tacit, you know?
Yeah,
which is not fun sometimes because people will come up.
No, but that does take us, funnily enough, into the next bit. I was trolling Reddit the other day.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, he's got a second printout.
I do.
Didn't come with a cover sheet.
No,
because I only had to turn it off.
I do feel we're going to waste too much paper doing this, because you had a printout for your intro.
We'll get iPads.
Yeah.
We'll get digitals.
And we need to start off from...
Someone want to sponsor us with some tablets?
Yeah.
Came across a pub quiz injustice thread.
Wow.
Love it.
So I'm just going to read out some situations. Feel free to comment.
Can you redact my name from...
These are all from Louis.
Right.
So these are just, questions, and then people... It's mostly from people who have done the quiz that have got questions wrong that should have been right.
Do we know location, or is it more of a general...
This is worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah. Pitbull. And none of these are ours.
Right.
Because we're pretty on top of the questions. First one, where was Roald Dahl born? Does anyone want to guess?
England. He's actually not born in Africa.
He's Norwegian, isn't he? Or is, I think.
These people wrote Cardiff, and then the quiz host said wrong, UK.
Awful.
I think he's half Norwegian.
Oh, okay.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff where, that's why we want our questions to be specific.
Exactly.
To a specific answer.
They put a more granular answer, and then no, because. Betcha, because that's what was written down.
Yeah.
Born in Cardiff.
Rounding the world's population from 7.87 billion down to 7.8 billion and not rightfully to 7.9 billion.
Oh, so it rounded down as opposed to up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would annoy me.
His parents were Norwegian.
Okay.
There we go.
Born in Cardiff.
Cardiff. To Norwegian, affluent Norwegian immigrant parents.
Oh. Whoa.
But now we're at 8 million people in the world.
I think so.
Billion.
Billion.
Billion, sorry.
It's 8 million people in Edinburgh.
Don't tell them.
8 billion in the world. We supposedly crossed that mark. I don't want to know who the accountant is who has to deal with like knowing that was the day that it happened. It's like, I think it happened today.
Oh.
I can tell from the births. So.
Yeah. Is there just a big database of all the people that have died and born?
I mean, I think it's probably an unreliable database from some places.
Yeah.
Depending on...
That's true.
Yeah.
What is the world's largest landlocked country?
Kazakhstan.
I don't actually have the answer. But Quizmaster read out Hawaii with a totally straight face.
Wow.
If you're not sure why that's wrong... there was someone... Oh, the question was, name the two adult Dalmatians.
Pongo and Perdisha.
Yeah, that's from the Disney film.
The original is different.
Pongo and Mrs. Pongo. But they didn't specify where they wanted it from. Injustice.
Injustice, agreed.
Not quite the same, but my dad had to do a tequila slammer as a tie break. He was disqualified for eating the lemon wedge instead of sucking it.
Oh.
See, that...
Eating.
That's the kind of pop quiz.
Just munching on.
Yeah.
Colors of the rainbow. We said indigo. Got told it wasn't in the song.
Wow.
Okay.
But pink is.
Red and yellow and pink and blue. Orange and purple and green. I could sing a rainbow. Oh,
that's not how I would sing it.
Red.
What would you say? Yellow.
Red.
Pink, red.
Orange. Red, yellow,
and pink and green. Purple and orange and blue.
Is this going to be coming out of chin, mouth, and nose?
We need to write this down.
Maybe. Guess the dog breed picture. It was an Alsatian / German Shepherd, but they only accepted German Shepherd.
Oh. I always thought there is a difference between German Shepherds and Alsatians. They're the same dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got a question about it.
I mean, that is brutal.
Yeah.
Dog breed is a tough one, though, and it's hard to... I don't like classifying all that side of stuff because it doesn't feel... like... It just feels a bit too vague in my mind. I know there is obviously dog breeds, but there's sort of caveats to all of them that I would just steer away from it anyway as a pub quiz host.
Yes, yes, true. Name the Fantastic Four.
Stretch.
Washington.
Mr. Incredible. Flame on.
Yeah. Well, they've read out the names, Reed Richards, Sue Storm, etc., and then
only accepted
Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman.
Oh, Mr. Incredible, I said, sorry. Mr. Fantastic.
That's the Incredibles. Not quite the same. Local pub quiz did first prize, which was a £100 bar tab. Second prize was a £1 scratch card. The team that came second won £100,000.
Amazing.
Split that between five.
So good. That's so good. That's so good.
Quizmaster confidently proclaiming that a turtle is an amphibian. And fastest animal on Earth?
Fastest animal on Earth?
Yeah.
Cheetah.
Cheetah?
They said cheetah as the correct answer when it's actually peregrine falcon. But apparently that's not technically on the Earth because it's in the air.
Yeah. These are injustices. I would agree. Okay. That would boil my blood.
Wow.
That's why we get our questions airtight.
I like that as a feature. Can you make a jingle for that one too?
Yeah. What would you like to
now
say?
Now you need to find more pub quiz injustices.
I'm going
to
start reading it. Rob Yeah.
Question three. Which group had 17 UK number one singles in the charts?
I think I remember the answer, but I want to hear if you...
So, question number three. Which group had 17 UK number one singles?
Which group?
In the chart.
It doesn't have to be a UK group.
That's right? Funny. You said the exact same thing as a lot of teams did. They like to clarify that kind of thing. Did you say artist? No, I said group.
Group. My first instinct was Spice Girls.
I think that's a really fair instinct.
Although
saying that,
but it doesn't have to be a UK based group.
If
it?
You're talking, I mean, 17 is a lot.
It's a lot.
Mm.
Like, that's when you think about the Spice Girls songs.
Probably getting more into Beatles territory.
I could tell you, like, maybe five big Spice Girls songs, and then after that, I'd be struggling to tell you bigger ones than that.
Yeah, true.
But true. Then I think what you just said is probably where I was thinking about it.
Beatles.
I think Beatles.
Yeah. But then again, which group? Yeah, Beatles, Stones.
Because I think Elvis had a lot.
Yeah.
But obviously not a group. And Justin Bieber's had quite a lot.
Not a group.
Not a group. Justice Bieber. He took a record from Elvis, actually. where he got 1 and 2 in the charts, in the UK charts. And it was the first, I can't remember, was it solo artist that had done it in insane number of years since Elvis, effectively.
Oh, wow.
I think it was something along those lines. Can't quite remember. Don't quote me on that. But there was some piece, interesting piece of trivia between where Justice Bieber got. It was too late now to say sorry. And then his other one at the same time as that was 1 and 2 the charts.
Ooh.
Quite interesting.
Okay.
Then
I'd probably go more towards Beatles.
I think you're right with Beatles.
Biggest.
But I would lock in Beatles.
Band in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Can we get the answer?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done, Scott. This is just an examination of you this week.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Fine. Well done, buddy.
Interview.
But what percentage? Yeah, Elvis had 21 number ones.
Wow.
I think Westlife had 15.
I think that's quite gettable.
Wow.
To get to.
But you got there.
We got there.
Well, you got there because someone knew the answer.
I know the answer.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, I think, I don't know. We would have rationalized away from Spice Girls, I'd say.
Yeah.
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 Well, let's see.
All right.
What?
Oh, no.
Okay, so.
I need to win this one.
Goose, you said.
It's over. 65%.
And then Scott, you said.
83%.
83%. So yeah, Beatles, correct. Load of number one singles in the charts. We've got 65 and an 83. This one came out at 70%. So Goose is closest. He's only 5% away.
You.
2 points to him. Scott, you're 13 away.
Oh, that's annoying. I was about to write 69% as well. I felt like I would do my regular 69 for each episode, but I didn't. Sad times.
Oh, well done. Well done. You want to talk about Robert's Burgers?
Oh, yeah.
Bob's Burgers.
I do. Oh, right, okay.
This is
the one I'm going to have no opinion about.
Well, don't go into it. Already so, convinced.
Oh, what could it be?
I've had a long day in the office today already. Like, I've been doing stats for a lot of the day today. And
it's currently 11 a.m.
So something I've realized that I do naturally, and especially since getting a dog, is that I personify things with a voice.
Right. Okay. So this isn't about food.
No, it can be.
I know where this is going, but it's not about eating food.
But do you give different things different voices? Like, do you ever personify things with voices? That's the first question.
Probably not enough to think like this thing has this voice.
Okay, that's fair.
But
I assume Louis.
No.
Everything's dead outside of in the world. he assumes everything's just like him.
Can we get some examples of what you...
I was trying to think of...
Their voices.
It cropped up in my head.
Yeah.
Because...
If we give you something, can you give us a voice?
Yes.
Sure.
Polly Pocket.
Hello. No. Polly Pocket's like... It would be more like... I just find Polly Pockets really flimsy and annoying. And, like, they really get to me, Polly Pockets.
And how would that sound?
It's just like, I'll hold your papers together. But
you wouldn't pay more for drinks, though, would they?
I keep forgetting that you call Polly Pockets.
Polly Pockets.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about, like, the toy, Polly Pocket.
Right.
But no.
Nah.
For our Australian listeners, they're plastic sleeves.
so literal.
Yeah, I'd say a Polly Pocket is fairly... It feels really, like, frustratingly...
Okay, and then Scott just handed you...
Oh, Sellotape.
I'm not going to read
what Sellotape dispenser.
Yeah.
I feel it's really straightforward and simple, but, like, quite annoying. Like, take the tape off me. Take the tape off me. I want you to have the tape.
Okay, pretty basic.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's like every time you go like...
Do you have like conversations with them or
no?
Is this just a one-way transaction?
No, that'd be weird.
I thought about it earlier because I was doing something in Excel, and then I just
what's your Excel voice? I'm your best friend.
Pretty much.
No, I'm the only one that loves you.
Don't listen to the Polly Pocket.
It's more like. I often when I'm having to try and remember something that I'm doing between different sheets or where I'm going, I'll often try and sort of repeat it in my head.
Yeah.
But I realize as I'm doing that, I often put a voice into it. But like the main one I was thinking about, I'll go back to that if you want, but the main one I was thinking about is like, we have a voice for Bernie, our dog, mm-hmm. and we both do the same voice for Bernie.
But when you're like pretending to be Bernie.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, okay. Not when you talk to Bernie.
It's like when he's doing something and you're like, oh, you kind of, and so like when Alice is trying to get him to do something or he's doing something stupid, I'm like, I'll pretend that I'm Bernie and yeah. say what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As in like, I'm just going to come up over here. Just,
oh, this is my, didn't expect that.
Hello. No, that's only when I was thinking what he's doing. Because what he does is he comes up on the sofa when there's definitely no space for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going to.
He's foreign.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's got a lisp as well.
Right. Okay.
Hello. I just want to. Just can I? Just is it okay for me to?
Can't place where though.
Me either.
It's from the continent somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sort of nondescript, slightly odd accent. Okay. But yeah, that's what Bernie's got. Even though he's from Yorkshire, and he's definitely got a northern accent.
Yeah.
If he was going to, he barks in northern.
Right.
But he. That's the accent we give to him. So, is it Bertha? Doesn't have an accent. Doesn't have a voice.
No.
Nothing that she does. You don't. There's not like a.
I don't sit there and pretend to be. pretend to be her. No.
I don't play these games.
You should try. It's great.
We have adult games. Conversations. I don't have to pretend to be a
with
cat.
Your cat,
Bertha. Yeah, would you like some food? Of course, she didn't answer.
See, I assume Louis, you don't do this at all.
No.
Okay, that's a straightforward.
I used to sing a little bit what I was doing at the time.
Love that.
To the tune of Rosanna by Toto.
Okay. That's pretty
but it's just the same.
Gonna take them to
it was
the
just the same.
Truck.
The same.
Just the. Just that, yeah.
Oh, right.
So I wasn't like sure it's
taping something
there.
Up.
I'm yeah. Like, gonna tape this up. Tape it up. And it'll always end in.
I like
that. Oh, no.
I like that a lot.
Let's start doing it in the office.
I have a lot of time.
Question four. Right. Cleaning those whiteboards. Question four. Which 80s TV show featured two feuding oil-rich families, the Carringtons and the Colbys? C-O-L-B-Y-S. So question four, which 1980s, TV show featured two feuding oil-rich families, the Carringtons and the Colbys?
Sorry, Louis just clarified it was the 1980s as opposed to the 1880s.
Yeah.
I did go to an 80s party from the 1880s.
That's my favourite thing. This 50s song?
Yeah.
1950s.
From the late 1900s.
I do often have to feel that clarification of when you ask for a decade in a question. Like, which decade? Let me give you an example of a decade.
Yeah.
1920s is a decade. And then they're like, then they say 1925. It's like, not a decade.
The 20s. The 2020s.
Or they specify a decade like 1926 to 1936.
Ooh.
Is 10 years, yes.
Technically.
But not a decade.
Yeah. For this one, answer-wise, I don't know, but I would.
I was between. I remember. I struggled actually. I think I was between two.
Okay. Say one of them on three. One, two, three.
Dallas.
Jinx.
Dallas. And is that the one with I Shot JR and things like that?
Who right.
That's
JR.
That. Yeah. Who Shot JR?
Mystery solved.
Damn it.
What accent did the gun have?
Pew, pew. I'm a shoot ya.
I'm a shooter. No, I don't think it is Dallas.
Oh.
But that's just because, and now I can't remember what it was. So it's not Dallas, I don't think. Right. I think it's the other one that I'm trying to think of. And now I just can't remember what it was at all.
Can you just give us the names again?
Carrington's, Colby's.
And it was an oil-rich thing. It was something, I think they were in Texas. But I can't remember.
Dallas, Texas? The Beverly Hillbillies.
I can't remember at all. I'm going to really struggle with this. But when it's said, I'll know it. I can't remember at all. Right. Should we get the answer? Should we get the answer?
Yeah.
It's not Dallas, but what is it? All right.
It is Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Right. Wherever you are in the world.
Okay.
That's tough. I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah. Is that based in Dallas?
Is Dynasty based in Dallas?
Dynasty. I don't know what
that's very much like a
inventory.
It would have been on at midday when you're homesick from school.
Yeah, it doesn't
show. They rebooted it
quite recently.
2017 to 2022.
Oh, wow.
Not quite a decade.
No. Don't you dare, Scott. Where is it set? It doesn't tell me.
Brilliant.
What percentage of teams knew their dynasty? Go.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I think you're going to be closer. I think
it's heck. Right. Scott, you've said
36%.
36. Goose, you've said
39%.
39%. Well, you're both close. We've got 36 to 39. This one came out at 42%.
Ooh, come on. It's the comeback. It's happening. Oh, no. The comeback.
So, yeah. Three in it. Goose gets 2 points there. He's only three away. Scott, six away, gets 1 point.
Not been this excited about a podcast for a while.
Down to the tiebreaker.
Wow. Yes, this is two. It. All to play for.
Could do the three in the row. Let's do the three-peat. Let's do this.
No.
So we've got on the list about having some stats and stuff from the week, but my laptop is not enjoying life at the moment.
Yeah.
So
the Taskmaster wasn't even working.
Task manager yeah. Decided that it said, I just can't manage it. That's what I gave a voice to.
There we go.
That's what I get. It's the same voice as Polly Pockets.
You're so frail, task manager.
I just can't manage any more tasks.
I can't do it.
It's like, do you want to open?
No.
I want to sleep.
Applicable for both.
I found out that friends of ours, they were over for dinner the other night, and they don't, when they talk to each other around the house or any time, they basically always put an accent on. Like, they'll always have an accent or do a voice.
Wow, that sounds draining.
Which I was a bit like, that's quite impressive. But they just say it's mostly for mundane things when it's mundane, because they just find mundane things boring and they don't want to do it. And so it's like, they both just put on a little accent just to whenever they
spice it up a little bit.
I quite liked it in a lot of ways.
Do you reckon it slips out in public now and then?
Well, that's what happened. We were they were talking about something when we were there, and then it's like, do you always just talk? And they were like, always.
Wow.
Always in an accent.
I mean, that's cute. What sort of accent?
Everything. They do it like
everything.
They just like the thick, you know, I was going to say Bavarian. Yeah, like German sort of, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like, and loads of different things, accents. So they go, no, that what I'm just saying is they get to be put on any accent, really. They were great fun. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah.
If you can't enjoy it, you know, what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was quite impressed with it. So, yeah, we don't have a huge amount of stats, okay, as in no stats
fine.
Right now.
That's fine.
Just make something up.
Yeah.
I could make a stat up.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Give it a voice.
I'm trying to think. Of the 39 pubs that we currently run,
yeah,
40% of them sell beer that is cheaper than £5.50 a pint.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Makes you think.
Really does.
It really makes you think, doesn't
and
it?
And just under 35% under £5.
Oh.
Okay. Actually, that's not a stat.
I'm trying to think.
It's a stat,
whether it's accurate or not.
I would say it's definitely not accurate.
All right. Send us in your fake stats.
Yeah.
Love a fake stat.
Yeah. Send it in. We'll see if it's believable or not.
Yeah. I did do a team name once like...
Make a fake stat.
Yeah.
Like it.
Bring up a... Come up with a fake fact.
What's the team name theme that's been going around this week has been fake conspiracy theories.
Oh.
That's been a good one. Fake conspiracy theories has gone well.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed with it, actually.
The decider.
TB.
The big one, the head-to-head. Keep it fair. Keep it honest. Question 5. Which book series features titles such as Welcome to Camp Nightmare, The Werewolf of Fever Swamp, and My Hairiest Adventure?
I would have known this straight away.
So question 5. Which book series features titles such as Welcome to Camp Nightmare, The Werewolf of Fever Swamp, and My Hairiest Adventure?
I think I would have got this straight away.
It'd have to be your bumps, wouldn't it?
It is indeed my bumps. My lovely goosey bumps.
Yeah. Goosebumps.
It is Goosebumps.
Okay. Oh, I used to love Goosebumps.
Yeah. I got too scared by it. The TV program scared me.
Oh, I used to swap them with friends at school.
Okay.
I'm like, can I take Beast from the East and I'll give you Say Cheese or Die? Did you like them? Did you read them?
No.
Oh. I couldn't read. They were one of the ones that I remember there was one like about a toy factory or something, and the toy was called the Annihilator 9000. And because I'd never seen that word written down, I always thought it was Annihilator.
So far, Annihilator. What's an Annihilator?
What a cool this name could be. For a toy.
Annihilator.
I think we say our percentage at the same time. I don't want it to turn around anymore. I want just to say it at the same time. And then we can.
Well, it's a treat for you, listeners.
Try and dissect two numbers at the same time.
I'll pan one side to the far right, one side to the far left. Let me think.
All right. The number's just written down for proof.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that just in case.
Oh, yeah, I don't want this nonsense of... Right, so how many people knew that Goosebumps was the answer? What percentage of teams knew?
Three, two, one, go.
87%.
Oh,
no!
Oh,
no!
Okay. No! Well, let's dissect that.
So a nail biter.
Goose, you said
87%.
87. Scott, you said
88%.
88%. Wow. Well, let's just get straight to it. So 87 and 88. This one, the Goosebumps trivia, came out at 77%.
Yes!
So the comeback is complete. 2 points to Goose. Three in a row. Scott, that's the cruelest way to go out. Oh no, he's so upset.
Yeah, I would say I'm sorry, but I'm genuinely ecstatic about that.
What was the actual number?
77.
Really?
Yeah.
I started off at about 85%. I was right. Going to go for maybe 84%. And then I was like, from our chat, I was immediately like, oh, it'll be Goosebumps. So yeah. I thought a lot of people would that. But then it might just not feature in some people's like childhood or upbringing.
I mean, I think some of those are the like lesser known Goosebumps books.
Goosebumps?
Maybe. Maybe
like the Slappy Dummy one. It's not called that.
Right, that didn't make the list. No, the Slappy Dummy one.
What was that one called?
I don't know. I wasn't that into it. I just remember the program, and then the bit I remember the program was there was a Labrador it was like a golden retriever in the intro, and his eyes flashed yellow. Yeah. And I didn't like it. Oh. Found it really scary.
God, just imagine what voice he would have.
Same as Bernie.
Have you seen the Jack Black movie?
No.
School
of Rock. Natural Libre.
Be kind, rewind.
Well done. Okay.
Thank you.
Commiserations.
Commiserations.
That was a good fight that you two had.
It was a nice little jousting battle. I feel like I was down and out at the start, and then
8 points to Goose, 7 points to Scott.
Oh, it was even the same numbers as we used at the end.
All right.
Do you want to wrap it up or do you just want to switch it off?
Just shut it down. I'm going to cut whatever anyone
straight
says.
Straight to the outro.
Anyway.
No winner this week.
We lost the tapes. Goose's laptop had the...
It's been a pleasure having you all here listening with us. Please do get involved. We obviously want to hear from you. So if there's anything you have for like pub quiz etiquette or some questions that you have for us or even just any other suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. So let us know. Our Instagram is a great place to get in touch with us, but we have plenty of other mediums as well. We have an email address and a WhatsApp number. One email address.
We have the email address.
We've locked it down. I clicked on somebody's on Instagram, in the bio, and it has like their website and everything.
Yeah.
I clicked on their website and it says, this page is available to buy. There was a little part that goes, I really should do
it.
That.
Do it.
Yeah.
It was a pub.
Big account.
What?
Was it a big account?
No.
Okay.
It was, they're a pub. And we went to business with them, and I was suddenly like, oh, we could buy this.
Buy it.
And but that's not really the best moment to be going in and be like, I own your domain.
I've got something you want.
You can buy this off me.
Yeah.
That's doing business together. That's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't feel quite appropriate, though. I feel like that's when they wouldn't go with us for a business. So,
yeah, that's fair.
You know, don't do that to us, because our domain's ours. So go to goosesquizzes.com, and that's where you can find all our information. And... yeah, enjoy. Follow along. Tell your friends about the podcast and we'll be involved. So I'll say from Louis.
Goodbye.
From Scott.
Bye.
And from myself. Goodbye. Goodbye.
See ya.